this time, Porter. Everything you've done, everything you've said, I've heard all about. So you've made some remarks in the past about when is Papa Fritz going to be here. Papa Fritz is here.
Class Championship Wrestling, December 24th, 1983. And of course, I'm joined by my two compadres, Kelly and Johnny. Kelly, how's it going, my friend?
Pretty good, buddy. Pretty good.
That's good. That's compadre. And hey, Johnny, how you doing, man?
To pull the curtain back a little bit, let everyone know we record these two at a time. And in the middle of all this, it's been a long time since we've done this. And, after recording the last show, I'm in the best mood I've been since the plague hit. So this has been great.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, are you crying? I know you are.
And we open up this episode with a flashback match from this November show, Star Wars show. We get Kevin and Gordy again. Do we need to talk about it?
No.
Now, okay, it's three no's. We win. Then we have, and if you really want to care about our thoughts, listen to our previous Star Wars show.
There's nothing to add.
Then we get the music video, the David Von Erich video. Johnny, man, explain this piece of work.
When I went back to check my notes of this show, these shows that I completely forgot we watched, I went, this. But before that, they were showing Bill Mercer was announcing what's coming up in the show, and in typical Bill Mercer fashion, much when the Junkyard Dog was coming in, but this is different a little. But excuse me, and the Missing Link is here, just like that in the middle of something. The Missing Link is here. It's like wait, what? As if it means nothing, and I'm going. Even if he wasn't a huge star or even a debuting character, he just casually says the Missing Link is here as if we should know what that means. Wouldn't you want to be like, and for the first time, the Missing Link is here? Or just like, damn it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the David music video. Now, you might hear some dog noises in the background because I have a also have my dog down here and her daughter, Suki, who's down here with me right now, keeping an eye on her. And she can be a little loud. She's never podcasted before, so forgive her. So it's a David Von Erich music video. And so the Texas heavyweight champion, David Von Erich. Oh, he says, this is what Bill says. This is my fucking notes. This is for Texas David Von Erich. And even a world championship would probably not be as exciting as this video called Texas When I Die. What the fuck? What? Texas When I Die. And he announces it like a DJ. It was like the most DJ thing Bill's ever done. I mean, I can't do it justice because my notes are indecipherable. But the song is Texas When I Die. And then I don't know if the song that they played during this was the actual song Texas When I Die or the WWE dub. I'm sure it was the dub thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a dub.
But in the middle of Texas When I Die for David Von Erich, they a long gratuitous shot of a tombstone in this motherfucker. And there's a lyric, and it goes,
yeah.
It goes, you chose the wrong way, cowboy, or some shit like that. Yeah. And cowboy, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is like a fever dream of the future.
Yeah.
I'm like, David, this is the fever dream he had as his appendix exploded. This is insane.
Totally.
Five stars.
What you make of the video, man?
Oh, God. Isn't this one of the more legendary videos they ever did? And with the... I don't know. I've seen it referenced before as pretty... Not iconic, but it's something like... I don't know. I think if we had the actual music that was used for it, it'd be funny or something. I'm not sure, but the...
Kelly, I mean, really, apparently the song is called Texas When I Die. I mean,
yeah.
I'll go look for it on YouTube. We can add it on the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on YouTube. I should have checked before, because I know this came up somewhere. I think it was on Twitter not too long ago about this music video. But yeah, the dub, they couldn't have picked a worse dub with that lyric.
I know.
It's the same lyric repeated over and over. Hey, cowboy. You chose the wrong way.
Way.
Yeah, that, like, didn't anybody
work on
see this and say, you know, this is a wrestler that dies eventually of most likely a drug overdose. We should maybe not include a song with a lyric like that where he chose the wrong way. Are you fucking serious, WWE? You fucking idiots. My God. You know, I hate this dub shit, but this is just fucking brain dead to actually do that for a David Von Erich fucking music video. And here's a news flash. When David does die, and I've watched ahead, and I watched the tribute show, they play this again, and they with the same fucking song on his tribute death tribute episode.
So it's... So, do they dub that chick at the instead of having needed a champion at the first the stadium show?
Oh, God. Yeah, I haven't gotten that far, but the way things are going, probably. Why not? Oh, God.
Shit. I love it.
Anyway, yeah. It's just a disaster. Disaster of modern technology. Yeah,
I'm
going
to try to follow up on my thoughts here.
When I die, I may not go to heaven.
But that leads us into Kevin and Diaz, or is that Adams? It's
Diaz.
It's Diaz. Even a worse disaster than that music video is Brian and Diaz. Yuck.
What'd you make of these promos?
Well, it's so weird. They're so casual. Yeah. Bill's like, they're at ringside, and Bill's like, He's like, hey, Kevin Von Erich and Brian Diaz, what are you guys doing here? It's like he said, hey, Kev, slumming. It's Kevin and Big Dave, and they're just hanging out and shit. And what are you doing here? I don't know. This was bizarre. Kevin says they're slumming. Kevin was being funny. Okay, I got it. Yeah. What are you doing here? Slumming. Okay, that was funny. No, it's so weird, though. It's not like, here we have Kevin Von Erich and Brian Diaz, blah, 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 blah. Hey, what are you doing here, guys? Slumming. Well, Brian Diaz is about to go, that's what I like about these Dallas rats. I keep getting older, and they stay the same age.
And this is where Kevin says, I might join you on commentary later, right?
Yeah, he says, I'm going to just join you on commentary. They are high as fuck.
If that's okay with you, of course. You're the,
Yeah, sure. Because everyone wants to hear me on commentary, right, Bill? I couldn't possibly be worse than you. I've heard you on commentary, Bill. You're goddamn awful. You're goddamn awful. Me and Brian here, right, Big Brian? You said it, Kevin. Right, we're best friends now because now we're best friends. You used to be Carrie's best friend, but now you're my best friend. I think I got my Kevin impression down. Yeah, I've been working on this for a year. Years I've been working on this impression.
Did you steal it from your Elvis impersonation?
See, well, that's just it. I realized I had to lean into my Elvis and do a little more brain damage Elvis. It just brain damage Elvis is Kevin Von Erich. I think I got it.
Oh, wow. Kelly, what about you, man?
Yeah, this felt almost like something they taped and then they meant to edit it out, but they forgot and it concluded because it was just so random and just a quick clip of some mumbled comments and then there we go back to the ring.
It's they do. Let's do the one to check the levels and then we'll do the real one. And they send in the one to check the level.
Oh shit! Now we have. I don't want to call him the missing link at this point. I just want to call him the link.
Is that right?
Because it's just not quite there. This is not green, the missing link yet. Exactly.
This is the blue-eyed missing link. Blue-eyed missing links in the rain.
He's wrestling Doug Bynes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What'd you make of it, Kelly?
Yeah, well, this is Doug Vine's last match in his history as a wrestler in Dallas, so there's that. And it's the Missing Link's debut in the territory, and...
Oh, at all. No hype for this at all. No. He's the Missing Link. Okay.
I know. It's strange, because he is an important player going forward, but you wouldn't know it from this debut here. Just a few quick notes on Link. He, real name Dewey Robertson, Canadian wrestler. He wrestled in Toronto quite a bit.
St. Louis a lot.
Yeah, St. Louis. He wrestled under a hood as the Crusader for a long time at one point. And he was...
Crusader.
Yeah. He was in his mid-40s by this point. He wasn't young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, of course, he is roided into the gills.
They always used to push him as an amateur wrestler, too.
Yes.
And so to go from that to the Missing Link is a huge
difference, major change. Yeah, he was like a scientific wrestler, basically.
Yeah, well, wasn't it that he was basically, he was a journeyman scientific wrestler, and at the end of his career, you say roids, I guess so. I just remember thinking, like, that guy looks like the most in-shape old man I've ever seen in my life. And then he just changes into this insane, weird gimmick at the end of his career, and that's when he cashes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, because this does, he does pretty well here. The gimmick actually debuted in mid-surf.
He did a nut job, and he didn't last very long. I remember he didn't last long in the WWF because he wanted Bobby Heenan to be his sheet manager.
Yeah, that thing. Like, aren't you my manager for real? And he's like, no. Who do I look like, Paul Ellering?
Yeah, he also tried to knife Gary Hart, give him a clean shave. Yeah, nut job, but go on.
Well, yeah, he was heavy into drugs. I don't know the whole story, but he had a very bad drug problem at one point. And, yeah, he debuted in Mid-South with the gimmick in the summer of 83, feuded with JYD, other baby faces. So this is his second territory as the missing link. And yeah, I'll be interested to see how this goes. I've seen a little bits and pieces of him in World Class as the link.
But, I love him.
Yeah. And
I've always loved him too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the missing link. Even though this is just, you know, like Pete said, it was like not quite missing link yet because no green face. It's just he's just painting his eyes blue, and like, you know, it's not full link. He's not got the big tufts of hair just right yet. No. But when missing link was at his height as a character, he was a character that when you play, when you're our age, like me and Pete's age, and you'd be like goofing around playing wrestling with your friends, you'd grab the back of your head. Yep. By the tuft to go do the missing link headbutt, right, Pete? That was a move you did. That was a move you did because yeah, the missing link was fucking awesome. It was the most ridiculous looking, but it looked crazy. Like, look at that guy. He's muscular and he's green and his hair's crazy. And he just had this for a guy who apparently had no personality forever. And suddenly he was just like, oh, God, I can't take my eyes off this guy.
Yeah. And his debut here is great. Love this match.
Yeah.
Vines is busted open immediately, so we get color. Link bites the cuts. Total destruction.
The thing was that it was effective in getting Link over, you know?
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm.
And it's not even 100% missing Link yet. This is just like kind of stage six or something, and then the de-evolution, I guess.
So evolutionary chart. On that evolutionary chart, he's not quite at full missing link yet. He's a few skeletons down.
Yeah. What about you, John? What do you think of this?
The only other thing I had to add is the typical Bill Mercer, besides him not acting like, who is this maniac? No. He goes, look at him. If he painted his whole body blue, he'd be a celt or something. fucking art. The worst. I mean, granted, he's showing his knowledge of, you know, what we would all find out many years later when we see Braveheart and Rob Roy in the 90s. Like, oh, they painted themselves blue. Bill Mercer has knowledge of that in 1983. Great. Yeah. But are you serious the way you're selling this? Ugh. This makes me doubly mad because I love the missing link so much. I was like, fuck you. Someone was he's a star.
And then we get the next match, which is what they pushed, not I don't want to say super hard, but pushed hard enough last week's television. Ernie Ladd versus Kamala Kelly. what's going on here?
Well, they pushed it hard because Ladd was a big name and had been in Dallas for quite a few years off and on since 1967.
Just in Texas. Worldwide, he was a big
star. Yeah, of course. But he was well known in, like, Texas was one of the territories he kept coming back to, or Dallas specifically. Well, yeah, Fritz.
Houston Oiler.
Yeah.
He has those ties and stuff. Yeah, he was huge in Texas.
Yeah, but we haven't seen him other than, I believe, he was on that Christmas Star Wars, the 1981 Christmas Star Wars reviewed as Episode Zero. He was wrestling on that card, but we haven't seen him
in wrestled Kerry Von Erich on a Star Wars card, I think in 81.
That was in 81, maybe? Yeah. So I don't think he's been to the territory since 81. Well, we all know by 84 he was pretty much done as a wrestler. He doesn't have much left in the tank. He shows up here with a jacket saying promises, promises are written on the back.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. He's got a blue jacket. It's sparkly. It's all sparkly blue. And it says promises, promises. And I thought to myself, I don't know what that means, but I think it's the coolest thing I've fucking seen all week. I thought it was badass. He was a booker at this point. And people go, hey, what happened to that push you promised me? And he turns around with his jacket. Promises, promises.
I think you solved the mystery there, Johnny. He's looking pretty flabby, though. But, I mean, he was getting up there at this point. Lots of clubbing.
Is he 80 here? He looks so old here.
Yeah, I don't even think he was that old, really. But yeah, he looked a lot older.
I think it's a wear and tear with the NFL and then the traveling. And
the NFL, pro wrestling, even more so, to be perfectly honest. And he was 60s NFL, which is even worse.
Yeah.
And he's a giant. He was a literal giant man. So that's why when I see him like this, I feel kind of bad, but I just love Ernie Ladd so much. But I'm like, man, he was like, when they say the big cat, that was for fucking real. I mean, he was, what was his legit height? I mean, he was a giant.
6'8"-ish. I
want to say
it was 6'7", 6'9", something like that.
Yeah, to me, that's giant. Especially when he's that wide as well.
Yeah, that wide. You can play power forward in the NBA. So, yeah, that's big.
You know, if you live to a ripe old age, especially with all the bumps of professional football and wrestling and those joints holding up that body, oh, it's, you know, the poor man. I love Ernie Ladd.
So we get a pretty minimalist classic here, just clubbing, or it's just a plain old ugly match, depending on your viewpoint. But it doesn't last long, of course. Akbar is brought into the ring, so we get a DQ, two-man beatdown on Ernie. So Ernie's not doing no pin jobs to put over Kamala here, but whatever. This is his only TV match of the year. It was only one of two matches really in the territory. He was in a battle royal in San Antonio on New Year's Day 1984. That was it. So it is what it is. I don't know if it really made Kamala look strong. No, it didn't at all, really. But it's a win. It's not even a win. It's just kind of a rub for Kamala against a legendary wrestler. Well,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly how I feel about it. I still feel this match did better for him than looking like a coward running away from the Iron Claw versus the Von Erich boys.
Totally.
And he got him over more as a this match got him over more as a monster than anything he did with David and Kerry. I'll say that much. And
you're right.
With Ernie coming in just for like a one shot, he sure in hell wasn't coming in to work his ass off or do a work. It was him not wanting to do the job, but putting Kamala over enough to help him a little. But, I mean, I think that the booking's really done Kamala no services whatsoever.
I figured that Ernie Ladd was just on the same flight as Doug Vines and just okay. We're on our way to Mid-South. Did to make a stopover, and he'll. But I would imagine that Ladd and Sugar Bear Harris here had worked together before in Watts or had known each other at some point. But you got to figure Ernie Ladd, because you're right, Pete. He puts over Kamala here. That's the way I looked at it. I mean, he's big old Ernie Ladd. He still has a name and promises, but he's stumbling around a bit. He's not dominating Kamala by any stretch, and it just goes the way it goes because he's not going to fucking lay down for him because he couldn't get up, and he's still fucking Ernie Ladd anyway. You know, you're right. I thought it totally worked. It far like exactly like what you said. I'm like, oh, this got over Kamala more than anything with the Von Erichs, anything. So. Yep. You're absolutely right. But I just think about Ernie Ladd, and he'd want to be helping Sugar Bear Harris get this character over. But at the same time, you want to just think Ernie Ladd be like, I can't believe this sort of character they got you doing, Sugar Bear. Look at you. He's like, what are you supposed to be? Look at this jigaboo bullshit. God damn it, Harris, get out there. You're a waste of space, just like Bundy.
You're nailing the fucking impressions tonight, Johnny.
I know. I've had a lot of time.
He's been doing that. Oh,
the only reason I'm allowed to say the word jigaboo is because A, it's outdated racism, and B, I did it as Ernie Ladd. So don't at me, Bix. Sorry, Bix.
Oh man, next we have Chris Adams. I mean, a popular guy, Johnny Mantell.
No, he's not.
Jim Garvin. Wow, this is a damn good match. What do you think about it, Kelly?
Yeah, it was fun. It was like last week's tag. It was heated. It was not too particularly long, and it ends in a schmoz.
It went a lot longer, I felt.
Yeah, I guess. It's been a while since
I don't want to say it's long. I think this one match that went probably felt more like a 11-12 minute, while the other was like a 6-7 minute match.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, yeah, everyone's, I mean, this is Adams of Sunshine. You get the escalating pops for the intros, and they go with Mantell first. It's a good pop. Come on, Super Push 83. It's, the clock is ticking down on 1983, and it's going to be over for Johnny, but he was over in the sportatorium. No doubt. What? And then Chris Adams gets a big pop. But, of course, when Sunshine's introduced, she gets a huge pop. And, yeah, so the crowd's red hot at the get-go. Great atmosphere.
Is this her in her Catwoman outfit?
I can't remember.
Or this is like a look. This is like a look of the 80s, like the Farrah Fawcett and, like, the skin-tight jean type of outfit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Bodysuit.
Yeah. She was definitely, she was rocking the fashions of the times. That's for sure.
Oh, Bill, guys, Bill Mercer said she's now a folk hero. A folk hero.
Folk hero, yeah.
Sunshine, now a folk hero among the crowd. Yeah, they are all in on Sunshine.
Oh, a totally.
Folk hero. Sunshine, Johnny Appleseed, Pecos Bill. Yeah. Onion and Sunshine.
So we get a long beatdown on Adams for both Gordy and Garvin. Adams makes a one-man comeback after Mantell's laid out with the Oriental Spike, making him look like a geek who can't come and save his partner. And then we get the rundowns and interference and all the schmoz stuff. Kevin comes down and attacks Gordy because that's still going hot. But Manning doesn't DQ the good guys. And, in fact, he counts a pin by Adams on Garvin during the chaos.
Yeah, what the fuck? Finish that, honestly.
It was EC. No, I wrote down EC dub. That's what that was.
Yeah, it is an ECW finish. And good fucking God, this was a terrible finish.
But it's Manning. I mean, they're not even pretending that he's not totally biased towards
it. Yeah, so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's such a shame because it was really a fun match. I mean,
yeah.
I personally loved how we got the We Want Sunshine chants going and, I thought the match had a ton of energy to it. Adams, when he was working as Face in Peril, the crowd was just fucking hot during his Face in Peril segment. But that finish was like, what the fuck? They did a nice, fun job after the post-match with Sunshine and Presish having like a teasing that. But it was just a shame. That finish just sucked the life out of the match, for me anyway, because they were having a really good fun match, good strong match, and any other finish they could have come up with. Because there's no reason. I mean, honestly, I mean, yeah, they're building to Kevin working Gordy and Buddy at the next big show, but I mean, that finish doesn't help that match at all. I don't build to that. I mean, they could have just gone to a finish, had a big post-match brawl, which would have made more sense and led to that match than what they got. It was just fucked.
Well, goddamn it, Pete. That wouldn't involve me helping to get rid of the goddamn Freebirds. I'm getting goddamn winning, and the Freebirds about to be gone. And I got to be involved in this. That's
actually what they're doing, I think. Because I've not just even banging on Manning. I went, okay, the bad guys have been there forever, about to be gone. Where the referee is sort of in on it. I think I've seen that sort of thing before. So at least that's what it seems like to me. But I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do you have anything else about this?
No, I threw to you.
Okay, look, it's been a long time. I'm high. Before the match started, Bill does one of his teases, though. He doesn't say that next week's main event is Loser Leave Town with Von Erichs versus Freebirds. He goes, I think I heard a rumor again or some shit like that. Like, no, we already know. What are you doing? They play the Bad Street USA video. Oh, no, Bad, I'm sorry. Not dubbed, though. That was not dubbed because he talks about it. I was like, this is the first time we've heard music not dubbed. I think it might be the first time we've heard music not dubbed.
I think they played Bad Street USA at least once before, but yeah, it's the only one they don't have to dub out because they have the rights or however that works somehow.
Because Michael Hayes works there.
EA's has the rights, so yeah.
I try to do. I would do a doot doot doot, but that's no one wants to hear that anymore. And Johnny Mantell out there looking like the world's most dangerous refrigerator repairman again. I can't stand him. but I love the match. I thought the match was fucking dope because as much as I can't stand John Mantell, I've never shit on his work. The dog behind me. No, I've said he's a.
I had to defend him against you and Kelly countless times about his work.
Oh no! I've never said he wasn't.
Finally turned the corner, like after months of badgering the guy.
I've shit on him crazy and made jokes and shit. I've never said that it was like, boy, what a sloppy worker or anything.
You might not have said that.
He's a perfectly competent in-ring worker. It's everything else. His look, the lack of charisma, I don't care. But he can wrestle. That's fine. But yeah, again, I just wrote it. Yeah, Kevin's in, no DQ. Guess that's the way they're doing it. Which I liked enough ECW back in the day that I didn't mind it. I was like, okay. Because I liked the match. It was wild and crazy. And Bill Mercer was trying to find a way to describe it at the end of it because he enjoyed it. And he goes, a wild and strange and wonderful bout. That's his way of describing the chaos match. It's wild and strange and wonderful. Oof. And then Precious at
the end of the show there, John.
Again, Precious with the, I don't like it. I don't like it because they confirm that the step is the step that we talked about the last show with if Chris wins, Sunshine gets to beat her up for 5 minutes, and it's just I don't like it, Jimmy. I don't like it. Now, so I'll give you this. Yes, as far as acting chops, at least as far as the acting chops in general, I was thinking about Precious and NWA. I'm like, okay, I'll give it Sunshine as far as acting chops. As far as who I'd want to fuck, it's still Precious. Sorry. They Sunshine's been sold as to me as the non-sexual one. She's the sister character. I don't see her that way. And
I'd rather have a run on Sunshine than Precious. Oh, yeah. I'm not a Precious. Precious does absolutely nothing for me.
Look, her mother is a trucker. I know she knows how to suck a dick. Was her aunt, whatever Stella Mae French is. But Kevin in the promo finally makes it clear that it's going to be a Loser Leaves Town match next week. It's up to Kevin Von Erich. Dude, look, Bill, I told you I could do your job. Bill Mercer, I told you I could do your job. I told you in that favorite job. I told you off camera. I'm going to do your job for you now, Bill. And Sunshine with the great promo. Because she says, I'm not going to need 5 minutes with Precious. Because it only takes two to scratch her eyes out. I was like, that's good shit. Apparently Sunshine has scratched some bitch's eyes out before and has timed it. So that's some bad shit, motherfucker. Sunshine's promo here was outstanding. Loved it. I don't
know. And it's, I totally agree on that, all that point there, John. What about you, Kelly? Where do you fall on this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the hard sell because they're selling it's the next Star Wars that they're building the show for. That's what we're going to review next time at Reunion Arena, Christmas Star Wars with all the big matches. We haven't talked about it, but David's challenging Ric Flair for the NWA title on that card. Kerry, who's Kerry going up against? I'm blanking at the moment.
Kamala?
Yes. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's right. Kamala, of course. And then this big match, Bill. Adams and Garvin. So yeah, a huge card coming up. And yeah.
I think it's Parsons and Buck Zumhoff versus the Super D's.
No, that happens eventually, but not here. It's Parsons. You want to guess actually who Parsons' partner is? It's hilarious. It's not Johnny Mantell. No, it's not Mantell, but it's he's in a similar sort of grouping, I guess you could say, as far as the baby faces go.
Mike Reed?
No, not Mike Reed. No, better than Mike Reed, but not much. He's just returned from an excursion to Portland.
Fuck Brian Adias. Okay, yeah. Right. Okay.
I know. That's right. It is Adias.
Okay. Yeah, it is Adias.
I would have preferred Mike Reed. I honestly would have preferred Mike Reed.
Yeah, I would have too. I hate Brian Adias. He's horrible. But we have to put up for
that. The only guy I can remember having a good match with Adias was Tully Blanchard. Mm. And that's because Tully Blanchard's a god.
Imagine Tully Blanchard. Tully Blanchard was. That's why Brian Adias had to leave fucking Crockett and come back. Because Tully Blanchard had to pull this asshole into a good match and went back and said, get rid of him. Gotta go. I don't care if the timeline doesn't work. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying it, you're sticking to it. Well, on that note, folks, on Johnny's sworn declaration, Kelly, do you have anything you got to plug?
Just the feed, yeah. Subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network. Tons of great shows. WorldCast, of course. Greetings from Allentown. Boom Goes the Dynamite about AEW Dynamite. Military Industrial Suplex. Some new stuff with me. International House of Combat. The Greatness of Randy Savage. Oh, Days of Thunder about WCW Thunder. In the late 90s, that's a great show. With the lads from Ireland. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, our feed's got a little bit of everything for everybody, so check it out.
Johnny.
In the middle of all this pandemic, you know, you got shit like movies that normally would take forever to come out on streaming services. You know, the giant entertainment corporations are doing us such a favor by putting them on right away. And Disney did that with the newest Pixar movie, Onward, which I didn't hear good things about. Didn't really give a shit about seeing. I love the Pixar movies. I'm a Pixar geek. And last night, they debuted it. I popped it on. I watched it. It's wonderful. Check it out. It's truly a lot of fun. Really cheer. It'll do everything you want a Pixar movie to do for you. Cheer you up. Make you cry. It's perfect for for what's going on.
On that note, folks, we want to wish you guys, everyone be safe. We're all in it for you. We're all together. We'll hopefully see you soon. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
My heartaches and troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance. Across Texas with you in my arms, waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with
with you.